Welcome to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Charlie Williams here with me. We were both on the ground, me on the 40 acres, Charlie at OT7 finals, talking to some of the top Texas targets in multiple classes. And Charlie, one of the top targets that you saw was someone committed to LSU in DeCorian Moore. And when you watched him play, you were like, oh yeah, that, I can see why that guy is ranked the way he is.
Yeah, definitely. DeCorian's out there making spectacular catches and living up to the hype, if so to speak, right? And they had to double team DeCorian a lot. Just seeing him out there do his thing and be competitive, you know, guys coming at him, he showed why he's the top receiver in the nation.
You know, Inside Texas, Eric Nolene has a eventual flip pick in for Moore to go to Texas. Everybody knows about his speed, but what other things did you see on display from Moore?
Just how competitive he is, right? You know, you got guys barking at you, trying to come at you because you're rated so high. And him just taking on the challenge of, you know, those guys don't have to go out there and do that, right? They already made a name for themselves. They're ranked really high, you know, but for him to go out there and put it on display, you know, in front of everybody, you know, against some of the best guys going at him, it just shows who he is as a player and as a person.
Inside Texas does expect Moore to be on campus this weekend for the Longhorn spring game. Someone who is also at OT7 but is going to make an eventual return, who's on campus last weekend on April 6th and will make an official visit return during the summer, is Jamie French, a five-star from the Jacksonville area. You were able to catch up with him. Let's see what Jamie told you about his recruitment with the Longhorns.
Mr. French, man, so how you think you did overall this weekend?
Man, I think I did all right. You know, a little bit more room for improvement, you know, but that's why we come out here, you know, work the craft over the offseason, you know, for so far, come around, it'll be all right.
That's what's up. What's your relationship like with Chris Jackson or anybody, all the coaches at Texas?
Man, you know, real strong bond with Chris Jackson and, you know, Coach Stark, man. All them guys, they always tap in with me, give me a little piece in there and everything. Just let me know they need me, that's all.
Yeah, you plan on coming back to Austin to visit?
Oh yeah, definitely. No, I'll be back in Austin June 22nd for my OV. So yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
I know you got to visit, watch practice. How was it? Like, what was your, what's the vibe you picked up? Like, just being there, seeing it.
Man, the intensity level for sure on the defense, man, and definitely with the receiver room. You know, they got a lot of guys that can get after. You know what I'm saying? A couple transfers, Isaiah Bond, you know, from Bama, which I was recently committed. You know, not Isaiah, but Golden from Houston. Yeah. A lot of room in the receiver room for sure, man.
I bet that, man.
Jamie French does his homework. He knows all those guys, and you got to see him play a little bit as well. You got also were able to talk to Marcus Harris, a wide receiver out of Mater Dei in California. We'll talk a little bit about French and Harris and their connection, but let's go ahead and see what Harris told you about his relationship with the Longhorns.
Mr. Marcus, man, how you think you did overall this entire weekend here?
You know, I feel like I did good. You know, I'm really just focused on the season. You know, I'm a tackle type guy. You know, so I'm just waiting for that for sure.
All right, man. What's your relationship with, like, with Coach Chris Jackson and everybody else at Texas?
Man, that's my guy. You know, ever since he got there, you know, we've been communicating every day, and you know, he went to Mater Dei, so you know, we got a lot of mutuals and things like that. So you know, that's my guy for sure.
All right. What's the vibe you get when you go to Texas, like from player's perspective, coach's perspective, or just being in Austin?
The hospitality, I mean, every time with the coaches is always good, you know. Every coach I'm really cool with, defense side, offense side, you know, everywhere, you know. Every time I go up there, I'm always talking to people, and, you know, it's always good vibes when I go up there. It's always fun, for sure.
All right, what did you think about the practice when you got to visit?
The practice was good, you know. I went to the game last year in Wyoming, and I wasn't able to see how my coaches coach, but, you know, I was able to see how Coach Jackson coaches, how Coach Melvin does with the quarterbacks, how Coach Stark was. He was with the receivers. I didn't really think he was with the receivers, but he was with the receivers, on the receivers, so, you know, that's good. He's actually head coach, you know, with the receivers, so. You know, it was good just, you know, seeing how the receiver being used in offense runs.
All right, man. One last question. Are you going to spring game or you got another visit set up?
I actually have my OV set up June 21st. So, yes, sir.
I bet.
So, you heard that he's got his official visit set up on June 21st. Same with Jamie French. And you were able to catch up with both those guys, obviously. But it sounds like, you know, from being on two different sides of the country, they've got a little bit of a relationship going, and they like what they've seen from Texas based off your conversations with them.
Yeah, most definitely. You see, they both have a great relationship with Coach Chris Jackson. They like the offense. They like Coach Stark. You know, you see Marcus mentioned Coach Stark working with the receivers. Like, he didn't expect that. So you see that the head coach is dialed in. But seeing those guys play together on the field, understand spacing where each other is, you just saw the bond and relationship that they built playing on the same 7-on-7 team. And I will tell you this, if, you know, if it was a game, it probably would have been about 10 to 15 holding penalties against the defense trying to guard those guys, man. They did really, really well this past weekend at OT7. And I see why Texas is high on the list. I see why, every other school in the country is after those guys.
We'll stay on offense, but we'll move to a different position. And this is a player that both I saw and you saw, I believe, this past weekend, and that's Keaudy Armstrong, a tight end from Jasper. Our Justin Wells made his way over to Jasper recently to talk to him. Keaudy was on campus this past weekend with the Longhorns, and I was able to catch up with him quickly after his visit. At this point, he likes what he sees from Jeff Banks. He said that the way Texas uses their tight ends is similar to how Jasper uses their tight ends. They want to move them all over the field, sometimes have them in line. And he understands that, this is going to be a class that includes multiple tight ends. One of those other tight ends is Amari Winston. He's from Calhoun, Georgia, committed to the Longhorns in the 2025 class. And he's someone you were able to catch up a little bit with up there at OT7 this past weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I actually had a chance to talk to both of those guys, and just seeing Keaudy move like in space, that's like seeing the guy, like seeing his film, but seeing him in person, seeing that big kid move is like, it's very, very impressive to see what he can do. And then and with Amari, same thing. I called him baby Antonio Gates when I saw him. He laughed, but he has that same build and he moves just like him. He's able to make those acrobatic catches, go up for the ball. He's just very smooth in his route. So yeah, I can definitely see why like those guys are being recruited high. And then, Amari mentioned that he has a great relationship with Coach Choice, who's also a Georgia boy, as he said. And so I thought that was great.
I know you caught up with Amari on video as well. We're going to go to that right now.
With Amari, man, from Georgia. What's good, man? So I know y'all almost made it to the championship, man, or made it to the finals, man. But how you think you did overall this whole weekend?
I think I did good. Got off the ball good.
Yeah, I saw you catch on the sideline, man. That's the first time I've been able to see you in person. See you can move, man. So everybody probably think you inline blocking, but I see you out there like Antonio Gates, bro.
Somebody told me that, but I mean, I'm trying to be the best version
of you.
Yeah, I can be.
All right, that's what's up.
Trying to get bands where I can run routes, block, everything I need for the next level.
I see y'all gaining some commitment more in Texas. Are you working on anybody in particular trying to get them to come to Texas with you?
I mean, a little bit, but not really, because being Texas is gonna do it's gonna do its own thing. You don't have to really see where they want to be.
What's your relationship with like Coach Sark, Coach Banks, or any other coaches?
It's good. Coach Banks, we talked a lot. We got a good connection. I mean, it's like we talk and we like connect just like that. Coach Choice, that's my guy. I mean, we're from the same Georgia.
Okay. That's what's up. Are you going to spring game?
Yeah, so I'm leaving Thursday. Thursday to Sunday. Yeah. Then I'll be back June 21st for OV.
All right, bet. Move, man.
Lots of stuff going on at that 7-on-7 tournament, but the nuts and bolts there, Amari Winston coming back for his official visit on June 21st and should be there for the spring game. So one of the players who is done taking visits at this juncture, 2026 quarterback Will Griffin. He was on campus for the Longhorns this past weekend, and Texas has, I think, a handful of offers out in the 2026 class for quarterbacks. Bryce Underwood, who ended up committing to LSU, Dia Bell from Florida, and Troy Hoon from California. Will Griffin wanted to add his name to that list, and AJ Milwee has continued to recruit him and evaluate him, still plans to go and see him out in Tampa this upcoming spring during the evaluation period. But no offer for Will Griffin, and he said all the right things. A lot of credit to him, but you could tell he was a little bummed. Didn't exactly like that he still doesn't have an offer. It's one he obviously covets, but at this point, Charlie, we've seen that the Longhorns are very, very judicious when it comes to quarterback offers because they don't want to mess around and put themselves in a situation where they have multiple guys, of which there very well would be, trying to bang down the door for that one spot.
Yeah, definitely. Coach Sark and Coach Miller are going to do their homework and make sure they offer the right guys that they really, really want. And after, like I said, that's the guy that runs the entire offense and the leader of the team. So you want to make sure that, when you offer a guy, there's somebody you want. And like I said, no discredit to Will Griffin. That kid can play. He can throw the ball. You can tell he's a great young man. Just the way he upholds himself, the way he conversates, that he could be that guy. But I think they're keeping him in the loop. So we'll see down the road what happens.
We'll keep it going quickly for some of these other ones. Jackson Christian, an interior offensive lineman from Port Neches Groves, championship program down there in the Golden Triangle. Not only did he visit Texas, not only did he stay the night in Austin on Saturday night, but he's going to be back on the 40 acres on Tuesday to soak in another practice, see how things operate. Obviously, that's a great fact pattern there. If you're watching things like that, visits and visits back to back, especially for practices, that seems like a good sign for the Longhorns as they're battling the Aggies and even the Red Raiders there. Another offensive lineman in town was U.S. Trinity Toa Katoa. Obviously, a Polynesian guy, was there with a couple members of his family. Recently offered by Kyle Flood. Kyle Flood and his staff, the number of O-line staffers, were there to show love to Katoa out the gate. He's a large human, probably about 6'3", probably about 360. Someone that kind of fits the mold of a Kyle Flood O-lineman, and someone on the interior, and someone I was there to talk to, but that you got some more tidbits about on his visit, was 2026 offensive tackle Felix Ojo. When you look at him, it's what you think a junior offensive tackle who's got a lot of potential looks like. But I heard it was a good visit. I bet you did the same as well.
Yeah, definitely. He said he enjoyed it. He enjoyed seeing practice, seeing those guys just fly around and communicate. For him, it was like that's what he wanted to see, right? He wanted to see those guys live in action, how Coach Flood coaches, how the players react, you know, do they take these teachers to the field, and just see the development of the offensive line and seeing guys that he knows because he's from the Dallas area, you know, seeing the DJ Campbell, the Cam Williams of the world, and seeing those guys out there perform and practice hard, and he was really excited about what he saw.
One other guy that you saw and then you got to catch up with as we kind of shift into some defense now, was Matai Tagawai. He's a linebacker from California, part of a string of commitments for USC, but sounds like there's still some opportunity for the Longhorns there.
Yeah, I know he has a visit set up, but seeing him this weekend, seeing him move around, that he's a big, long kid, you know, at 6'4". They had him playing deep safety. Then he was in the box kind of playing linebacker, seeing him running with, you know, receivers like trying to cover a Jamie French. And he wasn't afraid to get out there. And I saw how athletic he was and how he could move. And so he had a great weekend. Got his hands on a lot of balls and breaking up passes and getting in passing lanes. So I see why he's very highly coveted. But he's a long kid who can really move.
Last kid we'll talk about, one to store away, is 2026 safety Blaine Bradford from Baton Rouge Catholic. Someone that was a little bit surprised to see on the 40 acres, but this is a high quality safety prospect. I think he's number 10 in On3's 2026 rankings, top 15 across the board of everybody. And an important thing was he made the trip with his dad, showed up last time for the Texas Junior Day, just him, I believe. This time he makes a trip with his dad and comes to see how Blake Gideon and the defensive staff work. So that's another notable data point, another visit from a top 10 prospect on his own dime to come see Texas and to make sure his family saw it as well. So a lot of 2026, some notable 2025 info, but it was a big Texas Longhorns recruiting weekend, just like this weekend will be for the spring game. So make sure you head to Inside Texas. You can use the promo code IT1 to get 2 months of InsideTexas.com access for just $1. Thank you for watching this video. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.